2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a former Southern Utah sheriff's deputy is facing an unlikely charge, impersonating an officer. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, thousands of nurses around the U.S. could be working with phony credentials, fake diplomas they bought online. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have a crash in Park City, Deer Valley Drive at Main Street, up there at the roundabout. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cloudy for the rest of the day, but more snow chances in the 7 day. I'm Matt Johnson.
A hazy 30 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Lindsay Davis, anchor of Prime, streaming weeknights on ABC News Live. A show of support for Ukraine, President Biden signed off on sending 31 M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine.
Supporting Ukraine's ability to fight off Russian aggression to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity is a worldwide commitment.
The president made that announcement after Germany agreed to supply Ukraine with Leopard 2 tanks. ABC's Louis Martinez says Ukraine will need a significant amount of training before they can use that equipment.
The Germans are saying that they are going to launch and begin a training program for their own tanks. And you've seen already that some of the other countries like Poland that wanted to give Ukraine some of their own tanks, they also wanted to begin the training.
President Biden says providing the tanks is meant to defend against Russian aggression, not to escalate the conflict. In Northern California, the 66-year-old suspect in the Half Moon Bay mass shooting charged with 7 counts of murder and 1 count of attempted murder. Authorities call the rampage on two farms workplace violence. Vice President Harris is traveling to Monterey Park in Southern California. She'll meet this evening with victims' families of Saturday's mass shooting. 11 people were killed during Lunar New Year celebrations. A lawyer representing Abigail Swerner, the 25-year-old Virginia teacher shot by a 6-year-old, is suing the school district. Attorney Diane Toscano accuses school officials of ignoring 3 warnings about the first grader carrying a gun.
What did administrators do? Did administrators call the police? No. Did administrators lock down the school? No. Did the administrators evacuate the building? No. Did they confront the student? No.
The teacher still has a bullet lodged in her body but is recovering. Doctors at Cook Children's Medical Center in Fort Worth, Texas, say they successfully separated conjoined twin sisters. Doctors say they're optimistic about the girls' recovery. You're listening to ABC News.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Now the in-depth on KSL, a fundraising effort has begun to raise $100 million to redevelop the ballpark neighborhood in Salt Lake City once the Bees leave for South Jordan. But what will it take the stadium's place is really still anybody's guess. Ballpark Community Council Chair Amy Hawkins shared her thoughts this morning with David Dujanovic.
We talked about how could we activate that space more times of the year. And we talked about, you know, putting a rooftop restaurant there, doing winter's farmers markets. It does have the best view in baseball, period.
Yeah.
It's really hard to think about bulldozing the best view in baseball, right? Don't you want to repurpose that at least for something? I do.
But someday little kids will say, why is this called the ballpark neighborhood, Mommy? There's no ball. Well, anyway, Hawkins says she wishes the groups would have rallied together years ago so that the bees wouldn't want to leave now.
It's kind of like we've just been given, you know, somebody just got a terminal sentence, and we've got 2 years left with the bees to hit everything on our bucket list with them. And I'm kind of in that mindset right now. I'm thinking, what do I want to accomplish with my time left with the bees in my backyard?
So what does Hawkins think the community needs going forward?
We know that there's less green space in the ballpark than most other areas of the city. And we know we're getting increasingly dense. We know people are moving into the neighborhood. And so I look at that space and I think, let's make sure that as we put in more and more apartments, and as we upzone, because the city's moving forward with upzoning everywhere around the ballpark track station, let's preserve a place for people to go. We know from data from the Centers for Disease Control that the ballpark neighborhood is not as healthy as our east side neighbors. It's just true. I wish it wasn't. So we need some place to recreate. We need some place for people to take all those dogs that Aaron Mendenhall mentioned last night. We need a place for the community to be healthy.
And there's a $30,000 prize for anybody who comes up with the best design.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.